If you looked into the eyes and the faces of the people here at the One Love Festival, Milton Keynes, you'd think it was 5 a.m. I imagine some of these saw 5 a.m. because they didn't actually go to bed. And it's 10:45 a.m. Everything's slowly waking up. There was a false start in one of the tents with a DJ letting rip with some really cool wake up reggae. He was doing a bit of exercises behind the decks and telling everybody to wake up, come in. And then suddenly was told to please be quiet for just a little bit longer because the official start is 11 o'clock. And from what I've seen, there is an incredibly complicated high-tech sound monitoring system with remote relay stations based all around the local villages, because the last thing the festival wants to do is alienate itself against the neighbourhood. And how very brave, I think, to decide that the big festival you're going to put on this year is going to be a reggae festival with famous sound systems known for just the wall of bass and sub, and it's very cool. And I have been in a couple of places where it's actually been a little bit too loud to tolerate for my sensitive, normally folk-induced, folk-absorbing, and, okay, bit of rock. I have seen Motorhead and the likes, which is probably why I'm now sensitive to some of the higher volumes. God, it's getting windy. Excuse me if you're getting that in the ear. But the way that the speakers are set up, and there are some amazing things that you can do, it can be relatively self-contained-ish. You probably hear the sound of flapping flags above me, festival flags. So I've wandered around, I've seen who's open. There's a massive yellow bus here called the Bangra bus, which I was called away from yesterday. I didn't really get much of a time to enjoy. There was a interview I had to conduct in the studio here, which is one of the main reasons for me being here. But it's literally a large yellow American school bus. I kid you not, it is beautiful. They've kitted it out inside with kind of tables and chairs and a little kitchenette area. The larger kitchen is around the back where they're doing fresh curries and dals and that. The reason why I'm talking about it is not to advertise the Bangra bus, although I probably already have, is because the whole bus costs £3,000 and it costs £2,000 to ship it over. And I'm looking at this beautiful, drivable, amazing-looking American school bus and wondering, for £5,000, and obviously probably another grand for kitting it out if you're being frugal, maybe a bit more if you get someone else to do it. And it's way better than a lot of the kind of roadside things you see. Maybe it's a bit too big for a lot of roadside things, but if you were thinking of setting up your own food establishment, especially for the festival scene, I can't think of anything better than a large American school bus, now that I've been in one and seen one and seen how they got it set up. Anyway, if you check my photographs against the hashtag One Love Festival, you will no doubt see it in all its glory. So today, last night was late, today is thankfully starting a little bit late. We had bands in the studio, that's Superhet Music on Twitter, and it was cool to have everything set up for interviews and have interviews in mind. Very difficult then to switch things around, cameras and lighting and audio, when a reggae band comes in and you really want to record a track from them to send to YouTube. I believe they're already on YouTube, which I need to find and disseminate. Especially when you invite a band back and then, you know, one member, two members, three members and four members, and oh, let's forget the trombone, five, and then the guy comes in with the djembe, six, and then seven, and then eight of them come into this studio, which was set up for two people initially, sat on chairs doing an interview, and to watch the Superhet team, Dave Cowshed, you've got Joe Barefoot, I don't know the Twitter names of the other guys, just kind of tornado of activity as they get everybody wired up with the most exquisite sound, and did a great job. And then that kind of night ended, I think 3 a.m. for me, later for the others, because they weren't stirring when I left the caravan this morning. Yes, I am in a static caravan. I did have earplugs in last night. I must have garnered at least 5 or 6 hours sleep. So not really festival roughing it, as I'd actually anticipated, because my tent is in the car. Dave very kindly said, crash there if you want. Nice. So today, more of the same, but more, because yesterday was kind of half a day, less than half a day really, of getting here and stuff. So hopefully more interviews, more video that's going to go online. Respect to the guys for even thinking that they could use Blackmagic cameras. I brought my Panasonic G3 with a Leica lens on, and actually crunch, edit and get the video up in good time on an old MacBook Pro. Yeah, tell from my voice that they actually can't do it as fast as anticipated, which is something that is always a surprise, because you just assume these computers that cost a fortune can do this, but file sizes and video formats just getting heavy, so all good. I'm going to finish this delicious flat white I'm drinking, a large flat white, which kind of goes against the ethos of flat white. I think they're normally small double espresso shot drinks, God knows how much is in here, but there is one ground coffee shop that I can see. Nobody else seems to be advertising it if they are doing it, and they have a massive queue. So again, another business model. Should you want to absolutely clean up during the summer months, get yourself a tent, put fresh ground coffee on the front and get up early. Honestly, this costs £3.50, just as an idea of what a large flat white costs. I'm breakfasted, I'm refreshed, getting on with the job. Yes, this is my job.